We take our weekly look at some of the top news stories from around the state. A meeting at the Capitol on Tuesday led to some heated words between state officials. The DNR is reinstating park rangers as law enforcement agents, and questions are being raised about incentives going to Fiserv after the company paid for the naming rights to the new Milwaukee Bucks Arena. Robert Menser is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Rob, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks, Rob.
Well, some strong words, as we said, were thrown around during this meeting of the state's Board of Commissioners of Public Lands. And this involved State Treasurer Matt Adamczyk, Secretary of State Doug LaFollette, and Attorney General Brad Schimmel. We'll hear a bit of that in just a bit, but set this up for us. What happened?
Yeah, so as we all know, the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, always the hottest topic in state government. No,
there could be a soap opera about this agency.
Yeah, I mean, it's like almost a cliche. No, not really. So the state treasurer in Wisconsin has almost no duties whatsoever, but one job he does have is to sit on this board. Matt Adamczyk, of course, ran for state treasurer on the platform that there should not be a state treasurer, and has apparently made it his business to be sort of a fly in the ointment or a critic on this board. And right in this recent meeting, as reported by what I have to say is a pretty fun story out of the Cap Times, it showed just how that has rubbed other members of the board the wrong way a little bit.
Let's take a listen to Attorney General Brad Schimmel talking to fellow Republican Treasurer Matt Adamczyk during the meeting.
Matt, I got to tell you, I'm counting the days so you're not on this board.
I've had enough.
Doug is absolutely right. The string of demands you've made on the people who work hard at this agency has been unreasonable and abusive. And I've said this before on the record, and I'm going to say it again on the record. Your personality and your approach toward these people is abusive and unreasonable.
Well, Fred,
we're done with this.
Okay, a little tense there. So what were they arguing about, Rob?
Well, so they do sort of financial business. The agency staff, they approve loans, they manage some investments, and they, you know, this is sort of part of what they're doing is being a steward of these resources. And so Adamczyk was apparently making criticisms of the, like, professional staff. These aren't not political people, but the full-time professional staff, saying, like, you know, what is your background? Are you qualified to even manage these funds or whatever? And according to, like, the expert opinion, these are unfair attacks, and that, in fact, the funds are managed fine, or there's no evidence of a problem. It's probably noteworthy that the two officials who are mad at Adamczyk is a Republican, and Doug LaFollette was very critical in that meeting. He's a Democrat. But of course, Attorney General Brad Schimmel is a conservative Republican, so it doesn't seem like it's not really like an ideological issue. It's a personality issue.
So we have Schimmel running for re-election, LaFollette running for re-election. Adamczyk is going to leave the office of state treasurer, and he's running for state assembly, I think. So as Schimmel said, he's counting the days, so this particular conflict won't go on too much longer.
Right. And Adamczyk is on the ballot for a state assembly district in the Milwaukee area. He is maybe notably one of three Republicans in that race. And I did notice online that one of the other candidates, Robin Moore, has a picture on one of her campaign materials with Brad Schimmel, standing next to Brad Schimmel in the picture. So I think he may not be endorsing Adamczyk in that primary.
Another story out this week, Rob, a change at the DNR, a change back at the DNR when it comes to law enforcement in state parks. What's going on?
Right, so the park rangers are back. the DNR has been sort of in an ongoing fashion has done a lot of restructuring and has eliminated a lot of positions within that agency in the last, I actually don't know how long it goes back, several years at least. And one of the changes that they made, not even a year ago, like earlier in this year, was to remove the certification of park rangers for like law enforcement duties in state parks and park lands. And this was, when it was announced last year, the idea was that conservation wardens would take on these duties, and the state was going to hire a bunch more conservation wardens, 33, I believe. They ended up hiring 11, according to this. This is according to reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And there were big issues caused by that. So, like, there was a case where a warden had to drive from Sheboygan to Superior to do sort of like what would have been park ranger duties. And the state was incurring a bunch of costs as a result of the travel and lodging and so on, to the point that it's like kind of one of these backwards things. This was a cut, but now by the current estimate, the decision to recredential these park rangers is estimated that it will save the state up to $2 million.
Right. The original change was intended to save money. Right.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And it's sort of. I guess that the officials would say to streamline the agency. And you know, it was a restructure. But like, ultimately, we are talking about efficiency, which is sort of a euphemism for saving money, right?
And what kind of reaction is this change, this reversal, getting from people in the natural resource world?
I mean, I think a big sigh of relief is what it appears to be. I think that there were a lot of people within, you know, again, like sort of like professional people within the DNR or just people who know a lot about, follow these issues closely, who were critical of the plan when it was first announced. This is how it ended up that Paul Smith at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel was doing a lot of follow-up reporting about people's concerns and complaints and issues with these changes. I think that people see this as a positive course correction. The park rangers who lost their credentials will be allowed to reapply. I don't know, maybe some have like moved on or whatever, but I do think that there are probably a lot of people who are glad to see this changing back.
Talking to Robert Mentzer from USA Today Network Wisconsin, talking about some of the top Wisconsin news stories of the week. And Rob, when we talked last week at this time, we mentioned that the company Fiserv had gotten the naming rights for the new Milwaukee Bucks Arena. We call the Fiserv Forum. Now that deal is getting a little closer attention. Now, what's come up since then?
Right. So this week, my colleagues Patrick Marley and Molly Beck reported that this same company got a deal for up to $12.5 million from the state government last year to keep its headquarters in Milwaukee. And so this is like a source of criticism that the state gave this large aid package, you know, passed this large aid package for this company that then turned around and spent, we don't know the exact amount, but the estimates are between $7 million, $10 million is what the Bucks said they were hoping to get for these naming rights. So spent all this money on a thing that is really not, whatever else it is, it's not exactly related to the core business of this firm. They're among the critical, it's seen as a sign that this, why was this the state giving away this money?
And what has Governor Walker said about this?
Well, so Walker, so I just want to say, like, one way of looking at this, I guess, could also be that this state aid package really worked, because not only did the company stay in Wisconsin, but also they bought these big expensive naming rights to, like, associate themselves with Milwaukee. So, I mean, that's an argument that you could make. The argument that Governor Walker did make, that I saw, was that to note, it's true, the state aid package, they haven't gotten this money. It's not like the state did not write a check for $12.5 million to Fiserv. It's pegged to certain, like, benchmarks. I guess I don't have it in front of me, but usually there are certain hiring or like expansions. You know, they have to hit certain benchmarks for them to receive these state aids. They haven't done that yet, and so they haven't claimed the funds yet. And if they do, then they will. And you could say, well, isn't that sort of, you know, that's good for Wisconsin's economy too.
And bigger picture, Rob, this all comes at a time when people are thinking about state incentives to companies with Foxconn, with a possible Kimberly-Clark incentive package, not passed, but talked about. Certainly, people, these issues are on people's minds right now.
100%. Yeah, I mean, Foxconn is a like 800-pound gorilla just because the size of that aid package is so massive. But I mean, you know, it's not nothing that. The Bucks Arena itself is subsidized by the taxpayers to the tune of $250 million. So there's a significant public component to the creation of that arena itself. That's another case where economists debate, or I guess largely argue that may not be a wise investment, but it tends to be a fairly popular investment. I think there's a lot of scrutiny, and it's fair enough. It's fair to ask the question. A lot of scrutiny on how lawmakers choose to allocate taxpayer, you know, public resources to these private companies.
Rob, I want to take just a few moments. We hadn't given you a heads up about, but we've got this primary election coming up. It's on our minds. We're talking to candidates here. I just wonder, subjectively, are you seeing a lot of attention? Are you seeing a lot of yard signs and things like that? Is central Wisconsin in the grip of election fever right now?
Sure. Well, you know, it's the night is young, Rob. I mean, it's like almost a week and a half away before the election. You can't expect people to dial in yet. No. There certainly has been some candidates making the swing through the central Wisconsin area. There are some yard signs, but I gotta say I don't see the fever up here. But maybe it's just you gotta get a little closer to the election.
Rob, thanks a lot for joining us again.
All right, thank you.
That's Robert Mentzer, statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau.